And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's meet the starting players for the Metamora Redbirds. 5'7", number 3, Kerry James. 5'9", number 11, Cassidy Yeager. 5'8", number 12, Carissa Guzman. 5'11", number 24, Kyler Samp. And at 5'11", number 25, Isabella Morbidelli. Assistant coach is Gail Keithley, and the head coach, Mr. Riley Gardner. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. 5'4" senior, number 5, Sibley, Rainey Sibley. 5'8" sophomore, number 20, Williams, Casey Williams. 5'7" senior, number 24, Chloe Anderson. 5'3" senior, number 30, Lieber, Jessica Lieber. And a 5'5" senior, number 32, Diggins, Sharon Diggins. Assistant coach for the Streaks, Ms. Andy Allison. The head coach, Mr. Evan Massey. The managers are Jen Main, Becca Ladner, and Marissa Miller.
All right, thanks to our PA announcer, Gary Mitchell, here tonight for Silver Streak basketball. Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. Metamora in their road black, trimmed in white and red. Stepping into the center circle, Casey Williams, 5'8", for the Streaks, and it'll be Cassidy Yeager, 5'9", for the Redbirds. Not a tall team, as you mentioned, Eric, but overall, good height.
Yeah, just averagely good height.
Tip one by the Streaks. Jessica Lieber gives to Sharon Diggins. Right wing. Stops. Fires a three. It's short. Might have been partially blocked. Rebound comes down to Chloe Anderson. Now it's knocked away. Fight for it. And the possession arrow pointing toward the Metamora Redbirds. And it looked like, right again, it was Isabella Morbidelli jumped out there at 5'11", got a finger on that three-pointer by Sharon Diggins.
Yeah, Sharon doesn't usually leave them that short. So that's what I have to imagine happened. Unfortunately, oh, wow. Yeah, I'll tell you what, this is the one thing I'm going to say about this officiating crew. They go back and forth between loving to blow the whistle and letting things go. Right there, it was, I believe it was Samp holding the ball by her side, and Casey Williams, late getting down the floor, just ran up and took it from her, and they called a foul on Casey.
First foul of the basketball game, driving down the right side. This is Samp, misses the 15-footer. Sharon Diggins with a rebound, runs it down the right side, lost a handle, now stops on the baseline. Kicks it out top of the key. Casey Williams fires a three out high left side. It's good! So Casey with the first basket of the ball game. Streaks lead 3-0, 7:24 the first quarter. And full court pressure. It's beaten by Samp. Runs down the left side, stops, gets it up off the glass, and good. That's twice that they've gone over the top and gotten behind the Streaks press. Now quickly back the other way. Sharon Diggins to Casey Williams. Straight on. Now top of the key, it's Jessica Lieber. Right wing, it goes to Sharon Diggins. Looks like more of a 2-3 zone being played here by this Metamora Redbird team. Jessica Lieber out high with it.
The Streaks are going to have to hit the middle of this. There's nobody cutting the lane right now. They're going to have to run the play where they kind of give the give and go if at the top.
And now Jessica Lieber penetrates. It gets knocked away. Ball goes to the force. And finally Chloe Anderson comes up with it. And a jump ball called on the shot. Looks like they got a piece of her. But the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. And you're right, Eric. That high post against the 2-3 wide open. And there they had Chloe playing the low post there. You think at some point Coach Mass is going to have somebody rotate in there to that open slot in the middle.
Let's see if Sabrina Clay has those marching orders that she comes in the ballgame with the new group.
Also, Danny Teal, Lexi Daniels, Allison Mangieri, and Jessica Lieber stays on the floor for the Streaks. Jessica Lieber has it out high on the right side. That foul, or actually it was a jump ball, so no foul on Metamora. 6:34 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 3-2. Top of the key, this is Lexi Daniels out high left side. It is Allison Mangieri for three. It rolls around and stops on the top of the rim. Rolls off. No good. Wow. Couldn't get much closer than that one. Samp with the rebound. Down court goes to James, and she lost it out of bounds, just overthrown that time. Metamora got going a little bit too fast, and they're going to come out with at least some token pressure. It's going to be Samp down there guarding Jessica Lieber. And Jessica breaks the pressure with no problem. Gets it on the left wing to Allison Mangieri. Allison picks up, looks for help. Out to Sabrina Clay, left of the center circle. Now right of the center circle, Lexi Daniels. Back out high left side, Jessica Lieber. Long three-pointer left side is an air ball. And the rebound goes off the hands of Allison Mangieri. And it's going to go back the other way. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure.
I think Justin was a little hurried there as Kylie Samp was coming over the top of the screen and was just about there to try to block the shot. So I think she rushed herself just a little bit.
Line change for the Streaks. Back in, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, and in for the first time tonight. And getting the steal right away is Sammy Thompson. And now Samp gets it right back. Now stolen back away by Rainey Sibley, but as she tried to get the outlet to Casey Williams, the pass was down on the baseline. Casey lost her balance trying to actually save that one in bounds and stepped on the inline, so it goes back to Betamora.
Four turnovers there in about a span of 5 seconds.
Inbound comes to Samp in the lane, and she gets tied up by Chloe Anderson. Nice job by Chloe. They bounced it inside there, and the ball was down at Samp's waist, and that's not what you want to do with your post play. You want to throw it over the top so they get it up above their head, because if you just exactly what happened will happen there.
Yeah, there's too many bodies down there to catch that low.
Samp with a nice fadeaway jumper on the right baseline puts it up and in. Make it 4-3, first lead for Metamora. Quickly down the other way, shot up off the glass and missed. Was that Chloe?
Sharon.
Sharon put that one up on the right side. Rebound comes down. This is James. Now in the backcourt, this is Guzman with it. Guzman and a 10-second.
Wow.
Time. That was pretty quick. Wow. I'm not. That was a really quick 10. Wow. 5:32 to play. I mean, there was a little bit of pressure, but they weren't up pressuring the ball.
I don't know. They must have started counting when they when
the shot was going
got
up.
The ball back.
I don't know. Here's Sammy Thompson with it out on the left side to Sharon Diggins. No, throwing away. Now Sharon gets it back down the center circle, goes to the floor. Sammy Thompson picks it up. Gets to Casey Williams. Long three, left side. Casey is good!
I think Casey's feeling it just a little bit right now.
Boy, she wanted to get that one off. She was about three steps behind the three-point arc. Now quickly back the other way. Samp breaks the pressure. Knocked away by Rainey Sibley, and the ball is going to go out of bounds. Metamora will get it back on their own right baseline. Nice hustle by Rainey Sibley. So Casey Williams with all the Streaks scoring so far. 2 3-pointers. Streaks lead 6-4, 5:03 to play here in the first quarter. Back in, Allison Mangieri, Sabrina Clay, Danny Teal, Lexi Daniels, and Jessica Lieber. Inbounding on the right baseline, Guzman for Metamora. And it comes on the left block to Cassidy Yeager. She can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to Danny Teal. Outlet to Jessica Lieber. Jessica Lieber runs it down the right side, hesitates on the wing, gets tripped up, and a blocking foul is going to go against Guzman, I believe. And that will be, it went against Cassidy Yeager. That's going to be her first foul, first team foul on the Metamora Redbirds. 4:53 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 6-4. Inbound Lexi Daniels back to Jessica Lieber. Right baseline. Gets a chance to stop and set for the three. Got it. Now a foul on the rebound.
Basket counts.
The basket is good, and I'm not sure who it's going to go against. Basket's good. The foul.
It's going to go, I think, against Lexi Daniels.
Yeah, it's against the Streaks. Now he's looking to see who it was.
I think it was Lexi because I thought it was.
Nope, he called Allison Mangieri. I don't think she was in the area.
No, I think she was on the other side of the floor.
The official that made the call forgot who it was. He was kind of looking around. So the three is good for Jessica Lieber, but Allison Mangieri gets called for a push. And that's a second team foul on the Streaks with 4:48 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks leading 9-4, and Samp gets behind the Streaks defense again. Hustle by Lexi Daniels. Stopped her now, knocked away by Sabrina Clay. Now the shot up and no good by Kelly Steele into the ball game. Now we've got a foul on the rebound, and they're going to give two shots to Cassidy Yeager, and the foul is going to go against Jessica Lieber. I'm going to say she got a piece of her on the shot, so going to the free throw line will be Cassidy Yeager with two shots, first free throws of the ball game. Whoa, kind of an interesting looking shot. High archer, almost a two-handed shot there by Yeager. She missed the first. 4:40 to play first quarter. Streaks leading 9-4. I guess it wasn't two-handed, but just when she lets go, she doesn't really follow through on it.
No.
Second one was up and good, though, for Yeager. Sabrina Clay across midcourt. Gets to Lexi Daniels, right wing, top of the key. Sabrina Clay, she'll fire the three. Hits the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Yeager for Metamora. Gives way to Guzman, and she stepped on the sideline. Streaks will get it back on a Metamora turnover right at midcourt. Back in, Casey Williams, Michaela Isley for the first time. Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, and Sammy Thompson will check in as well.
Both teams have four fouls or turnovers apiece now.
4:27 to play first quarter. Streets lead 9-5. This is Sammy Thompson with it on the right wing. On the dribble gets to Casey Williams between the circles. Left side it goes to Rainey Sibley. Rainey thought about the three. Now gets to Casey between the circles. Dribbles right to the right elbow. Gets to Sammy Thompson on the wing. Picks up. Looks for help. Swings it to Rainey Sibley. Top of the key. Got knocked away. Rainey picks it up. Ball goes to the floor. Picked up onto the left baseline by Sharon Diggins. Now Casey Williams gives to Sammy Thompson. Top of the key. Left wing. Rainey Sibley fires a three. Bounce it off. No good. And a rebound comes down to Kelly Steele for Metamora. Ball gets knocked away by Michaela Isley. And finally, it's Samp that gets it back. And calling timeout is Metamora head coach Riley Gardner. And this is a 30-second timeout. Just under 4 minutes to play. 3:56 in the first quarter. 9-5. You kind of like the pace of the game for the Streaks. However, so far with the full court pressure, a few times they've been able to get, haven't been successful scoring every time, but they've gotten behind the Streaks that the deep person has not been back.
Yeah, and that's, again, the Streaks, you know, having to learn, and some of the players obviously haven't played the system a whole lot, having learned that, yeah, when somebody's going to fly deep, you've got to get somebody back behind the offense. And what we've seen is that what they're doing is essentially just a V-cut on the sidelines, and they V-cut. If they feel like the defense bit, then they do the fly pattern. If they don't think they bit, then they come right back and just kind of do a zigzag cut.
And that's kind of what they're doing in the way it's set up. And it comes to Samp in the backcourt. Gives way to Guzman. Guzman back to Samp. And a steal by Sharon Diggins. Streets with numbers. Sharon steps out behind the three-point arc. Now kicks out to Casey Williams. Stops and fires a long three. That's short. And the rebound is going to fall out of bounds. Casey, you're right. She's feeling it because she really wanted to get that shot off. Didn't quite get herself set, though. But a new five is going to come in for the Streaks.
Well, that's where Casey needs to continue to develop as a basketball player. You've got to know that if your shot's not there, if you're not set for it, you've got to pass it up.
Now a carry not called on Samp. Coming down the right side, near steal by Allison Mangieri. Samp picks it up. Now it's knocked away by Lexi Daniels, and Chloe Anderson comes up with it. Jessica Lieber with it. Also on the floor, Katie Lingefelter for the first time tonight. This is Lexi Daniels, right wing to Jessica Lieber. Top of the key, dribbles right. Now picks it up, looking for help. And finally gets high post to Chloe Anderson, just like we thought. Coach Massey's having her break to the high post there at the free throw line. Now Lexi Daniels left wing, gets to Katie Lingefelter, high post, left elbow, shoots a 15-footer, no good. Rebound comes out long, tie up between Jessica Lieber and Christy Guzman, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. That's what you want. That's a good shot there that Katie Lingefelter had.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you want right there. She was wide open in the high post, she just took the shot. Once you start hitting a couple of those, they're going to have to respect that shot, and it's going to pull them a little bit differently in the 2-3 zone.
Inbound comes to Chloe Anderson. Now Jessica Lieber, long three-pointer. Right wing is good. Second of the ball game for Jessica Lieber. All the Streaks points on three-pointers. They've got four of them, two for Casey Williams, two for Jessica Lieber. Make it 12-5 Streaks, under 3 minutes to play first quarter. Samp on the dribble across midcourt right side. Stops on the wing, looks for help, trapped up. Gets in the low post to Steele. Steele tried to get it down on the left block to our left baseline to James. It gets knocked away by the Streaks. And a line change as Rainey Sibley, Sabrina Clay, Sammy Thompson, Danny Teal, and Jerron Diggins check back in for Galesburg. For Metamora, back into the ballgame, Isabella Morbidelli as she replaces Kelly Steele. Inbound from the left baseline, and it comes, and a steal by Sabrina Clay, and she got fouled. On the steal, Sabrina Clay, she did a nice job getting the inside position on Yeager, and then Yeager reached in and fouled her. That is going to be her second foul, second team foul now on the Redbirds. They're just going to drop back on the 2-3 zone, not picking up full court at all.
Well, and that's what you like to see from Sabrina Clay. She needs to be aggressive in there. She's got to be your kind of your bumper and grinder.
Nice pass, backdoor feed from Sharon Diggins to Sammy Thompson, breaking down the right side, wide open. They have the whole zone shifted to the left. Sammy lays it up and in, make it 14-5 Streaks. Her first basket of the night. This is Yeager, picks up on the right wing. Now gets it out high to Guzman. And she nearly traveled with it. Now a steal by Sharon Diggins. Just stripped it away down the left side. Puts it up with the right hand. Laid it up and good. First basket for Sharon tonight. And Riley Gardner has seen enough. She's going to call another timeout. And this looks like it's going to be another 30-second timeout. 2:11 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 16-5. Sharon looked like Peanut Tillman going after the football on that steal. She just kind of punched at the ball, knocked it away, and just took it right away from Guzman.
Well, you could tell that she was a little worried about her shot, though, because when she came down the floor, she really slowed up, and she went with the right hand on the left side because she had missed the one earlier in which she went full speed on. So hopefully what we're going to see is that Sharon's going to get that confidence back, because you want to be able to play all out if you're Sharon Diggins.
So after starting the game with 4 3-pointers, the Streaks now have hit a couple of twos to go along with that. One from Sharon Diggins and on the nice feed to Sammy Thompson on the back door. That's another thing against that zone. You get the overload, you get the zone to shift that way, and you have that wide open back door, something the Streaks did for years and years and years in the old system that Coach Massey ran.
Yeah.
So full court pressure from the Streaks. Guzman will inbound. Now Casey Williams playing back in midcourt, so they're not going to get behind her this time. This is and now a carry, not called, but a steal by Chloe Anderson anyway, as Yeager lost the ball. Jessica Lieber on the dribble, reach, that's going to be called. It's going to go against Kerry James. That'll be her first foul, 13th foul on the Metamora Redbirds with 2:01 to play in the first quarter.
Well, again, good defensive pressure by the Streaks, and they were able to adjust it. First, it looked like that Metamora was going to break it easily, and then they were able to work their way through it and rotate the defense.
Three-pointer, left baseline. Jessica Lieber rolls off, no good. Rebound tipped around and finally brought down by Morbidelli, and she looks for help.
She traveled.
Oh, they're going to call a foul. Wow. Yeah, I thought she traveled too, trying to get out of the trap, but a foul got called on Lexi Daniels.
That was actually, she had traveled before that ball even before the foul even got called.
That's her first 14 foul on the Streaks. 1:52 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 16-5. Yeager across midcourt, picks it up, looks for help, gets it to Guzman, runs it down the right side on the wing, on the dribble, trapped up, kicks it out now to Haley Mueller of 5'6". Well, we don't have the years of these players on here.
No.
Last night we didn't have heights, we had the years. This time we have the heights and no years, and that was, who was it? Was that
Christy Guzman.
Guzman got in there and laid it up in the paint, and now a travel before the three-pointer by Jessica Lieber. Tried to get her feet set and took a little extra step there, got called. The three was good, but didn't count. Guzman's first basket, make it 16-7 Streaks, 1:29 to play, a fresh five in. Sabrina Clay, Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, and Sammy Thompson back in for Galesburg.
Well, that two by Christy Guzman broke a 7-0 run the Streaks were on and pushed the lead out to 16-5.
On the run, this is Samp with it down the left side, crosses over, picks up on the wing, and kicks out to Guzman. Now out high, this is Mueller, dribbles down to the right side, now picks up, looking for help, kicks out to Guzman out high on the right side. Dribbles right, goes to the wing, now toward the baseline, pushing off on Sharon Diggins, now pulls up with a 15-footer. Nice move, looked like Michael Jordan's final shot.
Yeah.
Guzman with her second basket and make it 16-9. Now we've got a foul on the full court pressure. Kyler Samp reaches in. That's going to be her first foul, fourth team foul on Metamora. Now she's going to drive back, and the Streaks will bring it from three-quarter court.
Not a good foul right there by Kyler Samp.
At high left side, Rainey Sibley, left baseline, Sharon Diggins, wide open three is up, and off the back iron, no. Rebound, Rainey Sibley skies for it, gets knocked to the floor, and the ball gets loose, and Samp comes up with it for Metamora.
Six turnovers now on the Streaks.
On the dribble, a travel not called again, and now, now a hold call. Wow, right in front of the Streaks coaching staff, they're all signaling the travel, and the official called a foul on Danny Teal. I mean, an obvious travel. She stopped and pivoted, and then changed the pivot foot, pivoted on the other foot. Now, wait a minute. Rainey Sibley's trying to take the ball and inbound the ball. Now they're going to say, no, it goes to Metamora.
I don't think she even wanted to believe it.
Foul went against Danny Teal. That's now five team fouls on the Streaks. Inbound comes to Yeager, and now a travel. Travel's going to be called on Yeager. I'm not sure. That might have been a little bump on Sharon on that one.
Makeup call.
45 seconds to play here in the first quarter. This is Jessica Lieber. Sabrina Clay lost a handle. Back to Jessica Lieber now. Now to Sabrina Clay in the center circle. Out high left side, Rainey Sibley. Her pass is knocked away by Samp with 34 seconds to play. Allison Mangieri will check in and replace Rainey Sibley. Casey Williams will come in and replace Sabrina Clay. So they'll be in there with Danny Teal, Jessica Lieber, and Sharon Diggins. Allison Mangieri to inbound, and it comes to Jessica Lieber out high on the left side. She'll dribble between the circles, now takes it out to the right, picks up, gives out high left side to Casey Williams. Now it's Allison Mangieri out high left side to Casey Williams between the circles. Casey dribbles right, penetrates down the right side of the lane, puts up the five-footer, can't hit. May have gotten blocked a little bit. And now, what was that?
They said that Danny touched the end line, but I didn't think she was anywhere close to it.
And Casey a little shaken up. There was some contact as she went up for the shot. I think she took one right in the gut as she went up for that one. A little bit hurt, and she's back on defense, though. And Yeager puts a shot up, can't hit as Casey bothered her. Rebound comes to Allison Mangieri. Gets the outlet to Jessica Lieber. 6 seconds to play, now with five. Jessica with four on the dribble with three. Stops Casey Williams, three-pointer with 1 second to play, is short, and the rebound comes down to Yeager. We have played one quarter of basketball. It is Galesburg 16, Metamora 9. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
You ask this often during a conversation.
I didn't quite hear you.
This is a common sign of hearing loss. You should consider a Starkey hearing aid. Small, sleek, and modern. Starkey hearing aids will improve the way you hear. Digital technology allows for programmable settings to make listening easier, no matter where you are, by controlling background sound. Call the Knox County Hearing Center for a free hearing evaluation. Knox County Hearing Center on Henderson Street, behind Lim's Ice Cream.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048, and by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
I've checked and rechecked, and it all comes down to the same conclusion.
Don't say it.
It's your turn to clean the coffee pot in the break room.
No!
It's Patsy from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, John Field, Jim. The Streaks lead the Metamora Redbirds 16-9 after one. Metamora with the basketball to start the second quarter. Streaks come out with Rainey Sibley, Casey Williams, Jessica Lieber, Sharon Diggins, and Chloe Anderson. This is Yeager in the backcourt with it, looking for help, trapped up. Finally gets it across midcourt to Mueller. Mueller down the left baseline, stolen away by Jessica Lieber. Jessica on the dribble across midcourt right side. Stops at the free throw line, kicks to Casey Williams, top of the key, three-pointer up, and off the front iron, no good. Rebound tipped out, run down by Jessica Lieber. Back to Casey Williams, top of the key. Casey dribbles right, gives to Jessica Lieber out high right side. Now right baseline to Sharon Diggins, fakes the three, drives in, kicks out to Rainey Sibley on the left wing. Top of the key, Casey Williams fires a long three, off the back iron that time. Rebound tipped by Jessica Lieber and run down by Isabella Morbidelli. And now stolen away by Sharon Diggins. Up off the glass, said got it, and won. And I believe the foul is going to go against Kyler Stamp. If so, that'll be her second. Shot was good, and it does go against Kyler Stamp. And that's the 15 foul now on Metamora. Sharon Diggins with a chance at the traditional three-point play. Nice job with Sharon faking the three out there, driving baseline initially.
Yeah, a very nice play. And unfortunately for the Streaks, it looks like Casey Williams' magic, she had it early in the game, is wearing off. She's been a little short on her last few attempts. Let's hope she gets a little bit more knee bend in him.
Right on target as Sharon Diggins completes a three-point play, hits the free throw. She's got five and make it 19-9. First 10-point lead of the ball game for the Streaks. 7:23 to play here in the first half as Allison Mangieri, Lexi Daniels, Danny Teal, Sabrina Clay check in. They're in there along with Jessica Lieber. Cross midcourt, Yeager for Metamora. Drives down the right side. Shot partially blocked by Lexi Daniels, but the rebound comes down to Kara Hartnett in there at 5'10 for Metamora, and she gets fouled. I believe it was Lexi Daniels who picked it up.
Yeah, I think so. She was the one. That would be her second. Yeah. It is her second.
16 fouls on the Streaks as Kara Hartnett goes to the free throw line with two shots. First one is up and good. Make it 19-10 streak, 7:14 to play here in the first quarter. Coach Gardner sending two players all the way back, doesn't even have them up anywhere on their own half of the court. Second shot, no good. Sabrina Clay with a rebound, outlet to Jessica Lieber. Jessica Lieber across midcourt, right of the center circle. Now backdoor pass to Danny Teal, left side, gets hammered from behind. Would have been a good block, except Carrie James had one hand on the ball, had the other hand down on the body, and pushed Danny as she went up. Nice look from Jessica Lieber to Danny Teal behind that zone.
Well, it just demonstrates the better passing we've seen from the Streaks early in the season. You know, that first game, everybody seemed to be mishandling the basketball. We weren't getting clean catches. And now in the last two games, we've seen great ball movement, especially in the interior. And those are tough passes to make and tough passes to catch.
16 foul now on Metamora. That's two on James. It's the first free throw, no good for Danny. Second one is up. That one is good. So the Streaks 2 for 3 from the line. They lead 20-10. And now Samp right in front of the official. She carried it and was losing it out of bounds. Carried it, took a step and saved it in. Then there was no call, but the Streaks come up with it anyway.
Wow.
I mean, literally, she was in front of the official carrying the ball. Now Jessica Lieber drives right side, scoops it up, can't hit. Rebound off of Samp. It's going to go back to the Streaks. Nice move by Jessica. That one was a little bit tougher to get off. She was a little bit more off balance that time. But the Streaks will have it on their own right baseline. It's Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins, Sammy Thompson, and Rainey Sibley check back in. Sharon Diggins will inbound from the right baseline.
Nobody's covering Rainey. Rainey's wide open.
Into Lexi Daniels, or I'm sorry, Sammy Thompson. Now Rainey has it right wing. Her pass stolen away, though, by Guzman. She'll run down the right side. Shot blocked by Sammy Thompson. Nice hustle. Sammy Thompson and Rainey Sibley get back defensively. Sammy gets the block. Casey Williams, right wing. Stops, fires a three, short. Rebound comes down to James. Right on target, a little bit short that time for Casey Williams. James with a left wing for Metamora. Trapped up, high post, and a travel. Yeah, call that one. Thank you very much on Jaeger. She got it at the high post on the left side, right at the elbow there, and turned to the basket, took a step, then took another step, and almost put the ball on the floor at that point.
Yeah.
Inbound to Sammy Thompson, back to Casey Williams. Now kind of a half-court pressure by Metamora. Sammy Thompson brings it across left of the center circle. Now dribbles right, gets a pick from Casey Williams, picks it up, looks for help, gives to Casey. Now Chloe Anderson between the circles, right wing to Sammy Thompson. Now top of the key at Sharon Diggins. Pulls out, back to Sammy Thompson, out high on the right side. 6 minutes to play here in the first half.
Streaks right. Need to run the picket fence.
Right wing, Sharon Diggins, 15-footer. There goes to the baseline, can't hit. Rebound goes to the floor. And we got a tie-up, and it's going to point toward the Streaks. Not much movement that time on the offense for the Streaks.
No, and that kind of cluttered things up, and now the new group's going to get in there. What they need to do right now is they need to either run that picket fence play they have where they do the double screen at the free throw line to open up the three-point shooter, or somebody just needs to take the prerogative. Jessica Lieber is usually the one that does it and dribble right down the middle of this zone.
She'll kick out to Allison Mangieri, left wing, three-pointer, in and out, no good. Right on target, no good. Rebound comes down to Hartnett for Metamora. Also, Allison Mangieri, Sabrina Clay, Danny Teal, Jessica Lieber, Lexi Daniels in for the Streaks, and a near steal. Ball, a foul's going to be called on Danny Teal. It looked like Samp had lost control of the ball. Danny Teal reached in there going after it and gets called for her second foul, and that'll be a chance to the one a bonus for Kyler Samp, as that's the 17th foul on the Streaks.
Well, one of my big pet peeves, Tom, right there, it was the official behind the play that called it. Yeah. I know we couldn't get a good, clean view of it, and we had pretty much the same line of sight. The baseline official didn't call anything.
Sam's free throw bounces around and falls through. She'll get the bonus. And that last time we were talking about the Streaks offensively down here, there was a movement. They didn't have the proper spacing either. They were all just kind of bunched up kind of on that right side of the court, mainly out top. Second shot for Samp is up, and that one is good. She's got six, and they get 20-12 Streaks. 5.5 minutes to play first half. Jessica Lieber has the ball knocked away from behind. That's going to go off Samp last, and the Streaks will have it on the near sideline. Actually, I think they're going to give it to him on the baseline or the sideline here.
Yeah. Well, I think, what?
Oh, blood on.
She's bleeding. Okay.
Okay, on Samp's leg. I thought he was going to give the ball to Metamora
right,
first.
Right, he pointed to the other end of the floor. Now, Danny Teal was the one that actually pointed that out to him and saying that she had blood on her knee. And I thought that when he talked to Danny, he then looked down at the baseline official, and I thought he was just telling the baseline official which way to go, and then he pointed the other way.
So Samp has to go out of the ballgame. They got to get the blood covered up. Inbound comes to Sabrina Clay. Now it's Jessica Lieber left of the center circle. Bounces for Sabrina Clay, left wing. She'll give to Lexi Daniels between the circles. Now a high right side. Jessica Lieber, backdoor pass to Danny Teal. And she gets tied up and fouled, and I believe it's going to go against Kelly Steele. We'll see who was there. I think the pass initially was intended on the back door for Sabrina Clay. Actually, the foul went against Cassidy Yeager, and that's her third. I think the pass was intended for Sabrina Clay, but Danny happened to be between them, and she saw it coming. She grabbed it and got fouled in the process, so she'll go to the free throw line. And I'm not sure if this is going to be a bonus situation or they're going to say she was trying to get a shot off.
Well, definitely a miscommunication by Sabrina Clay and Danny Teal. No, neither one seemed to know who was supposed to be cutting there, and unfortunately it took away what probably could have been an easy basket.
I still didn't see an indication of what it was. They were playing like it was a one-and-one, but doesn't matter. Danny made the first one anyway.
And what is it now?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even look at the score. It was a palindrome, but now she made the second one.
You know, people wait for you to call
those
out.
I hadn't even looked up there. Yes, we had our first palindrome score of the night, and now I blew it. Now it's 22-12. We did have a 21-12 score. And for those fans of the rock group Rush, there you go. They had the album 21-12. Left baseline, this is Hartnett with it. She lays it up and in and make it 22-14. Hartnett with her first basket. She's got 3 points. Right wing, this is Sammy Thompson for the Streaks. Tries to get the pass off. It's blocked. That'll put a little bit more on that. Or like you said, Eric, fake high and go low with it. She just tried to go over the top that time.
Exactly. You get too predictable, it becomes very easy to block that pass.
Nice pass down onto the right baseline. It was Guzman to James. Couldn't hit the shot. Got her own rebound. Missed again. This time it's Sammy Thompson with a rebound. Her outlet pass stolen away, though, by Hartnett. Hartnett left wing, out high to Guzman on the left side. She'll dribble right to the top of the key, now pull out between the circles. Carried, no call, now gives right wing to Mueller. Mueller pulls up with a 10-footer, right wing, no good. Rebound comes down to Casey Williams, and she's fouled from behind. I believe it's going to go against Isabella Morbidelli. And we'll walk it back this way, and Casey Williams will go to the free throw line.
Well, the scoring's definitely slowed down in this quarter for the Streaks. They've only been able to get 6 points so far after putting up 16 in the first quarter.
Casey Williams with a chance of the one and bonus as Chloe Anderson, Lexi Daniels, Jessica Lieber, and Allison Mangieri check back in for the Streaks. Katie Lingefelter waits to replace Casey Williams after her free throw. 22-14, Streaks lead, 4:23 to play first half. First shot up and bounces high, bounces again, no good. Rebound comes down to Hartnett. Long downcourt pass to James, right side, shot blocked by Casey Williams. Nice job by Casey after she missed the free throw, got back defensively, made the nice block, and now she'll be replaced by Casey Hartnett. Gets a nice hand from the Streaks student section, letting the Metamore player know she got swatted. Pretty sure she knew that. Now they tried to throw it off the back of Katie Lingefelter, but Chloe Anderson there and took it away anyhow. Jessica Lieber.
Turnovers now.
Katie Lingefelter in the center circle looking for some help. Traveled, no call, and got bumped, no call. Could have had a jump ball, and no call any sort on that one. Jessica Lieber with it. Left wing, it goes to Allison Mangieri. Under 4 minutes and a half to play. Katie Lingefelter between the circles. So Lexi Daniels out high right side. Now Jessica Lieber out. Long three-pointer out far on the left side. That one's short. Rebound comes down to Hartnett for Metamora. This is Guzman. She'll bring it across left side on the dribble.
Whoa.
Carried, and Evan Massey's got his hands on his head. It's like, I can't believe he didn't call that one. It happened right in front of you. And now a foul on the rebound after the missed shot. And who's that going to go against? Is that going to be Morbidelli again?
Couldn't see that.
Oh, no, I think it was Kerry James. Kerry James, that's her third foul. So Yeager with three. James with three now. 19 fouls on Metamora. Allison Mangieri will go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. 3:37 to play. Streaks lead 22-14.
Well, that wasn't just a carry on the sideline. She kind of put it under her arm like she was a running back and took a couple steps with it. So interesting no call there by the officials because it was pretty blatant.
First shot for Allison Mangieri is good. She will get the bonus, her first point tonight. And that's what I think Coach Massey was pleading, like, sir, it happened right in front of you.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of put his hands up like, damn, I didn't see it. Second shot is up and good for Allison Mangieri, and she'll be replaced by Rainey Sibley, who's in there with Sharon Diggins, Danny Teal, Sammy Thompson, and Sabrina Clay. Full court pressure from the Streaks against Sabrina Clay playing back at the free safety there. Back at the midcourt. On the dribble, this is
double
Caitlin
dribble.
Harwood with it. And it's knocked away, and Sabrina Clay comes up with it, gets the outlet to Danny Teal. Danny with it, looking for some help. Dribbles out of trouble, now gives to Sammy Thompson in the center circle. Rainey Sibley left wing, top of the key, threw it into traffic. It's stolen away, and an ear steal by Rainey Sibley, but Caitlin Hartnett gets it back for Metamora. Now to Guzman. Guzman dribbles down the right side, knocked away from behind by Danny Teal. Rainey Sibley goes diving after. It's going to go off of her last, though. Ball falls out of bounds on the near sideline. Goes back to Metamora with 3:09 to play.
Yeah, just couldn't rein that one in after Rainey got her hands on it. She tried to go right into the dribble. That's the situation where you just need to catch it and try to regroup.
Back in, Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri, Lexi Daniels, Jessica Lieber, and Casey Williams for the Streaks. Inbound to Caitlin Hartnett in the center circle. Look for help. Trapped, looking for help. And
over and back.
It was she got it to Guzman, who had her foot on the timeline there. So the Streaks get it back on the over and back call.
15 turnovers now on the Metamora Redbirds. Jessica Lieber will bring this one up between the circles.
Right wing to Lexi Daniels. Back to Jessica Lieber. Got it spread out now. Left baseline. Now to the wing is Allison Mangieri. Now it's Jessica Lieber between the circles. Drives down the paint. Splits the defender. Scoops it up. Got it and one. Nice job by Jessica. Started going right. Kind of had to pull it back to the left as she was getting bumped. And I think that's going to go against Morbidelli. And Jessica Lieber able to scoop it up and in. And gets a chance at the traditional three-point play. And the foul does go against Morbidelli. That is her second. 10 team fouls now on Metamora. So 8 points for Jessica Lieber. Chance to make it 9. And she does.
Shooting the free throws very well this season is Jessica Lieber. She's been much improved. Last year she started the season off kind of difficult. She's 16 of 18 now in the season this year.
Now a travel again, not called, and another one now down on the left block. This is Kara Hartnett. She lays it up and in. Make it 27-16 streaks. Kara Hartnett with 5 points, 2:28 to play in the half. Jessica Lieber out high on the right side. Looking for some help. Gets on the right wing to Chloe Anderson. Tough defense play by Metamora. Now Casey Williams, top of the key, fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound fought for by Chloe Anderson. Gets tied up with Morbidelli, and this time the possession arrow points toward Metamora.
Well, Casey Williams hit her first two, but she's missed the last six, so gone a little cold.
That one was right on target, in and out, and Metamora coming out and really, I guess they call it the belly up, man-to-man defense. They're all over the streaks and making it tough out there on the perimeter, but streaks just need to move the ball a little bit quicker.
Right, and that's how you defeat that. You go back and forth.
Another travel again right in front of the official, but the streaks come up with a steal anyway. Left wing, Rainey Sibley for three. Got it. Actually, her foot was on the line, but the official indicated three. We will take that. First one of the night for Rainey Sibley. That's five on the night for the streaks, and now got a foul on the trap. It's going to go against Sharon Diggins. She's going to get called for the reach. 30-16 streaks lead. Sharon's first foul. That's the eighth team foul on the streaks with 1:52 to play in the half. Jessica Lieber back in, replacing Sammy Thompson in there with Sharon Diggins, Danny Teal, Sabrina Clay, and Rainey Sibley.
Streaks starting to pick up the scoring now.
At the free throw line, it is Caitlin Hartnett. High arcer is off, no good. Rebound, Sabrina Clay. Jessica Lieber in the backcourt, across midcourt, right of the center circle, working against Caitlin Hartnett. Right baseline, it goes to Danny Teal. Out high right side, Sabrina Clay out between the circles to Jessica Lieber. Looking for the back door. Got Sabrina Clay there. They didn't see her. Now Jessica Lieber out high right side. On the dribble. Gives to Sabrina Clay between the circles. Bounces for Danny Teal. Now Jessica Lieber, give and go to Sabrina Clay. Gets bumped, puts it up. No good, but she's fouled by Morbidelli. Nice job. She got bumped initially, had to gather herself, tried to go back up. Morbidelli bumped her again and picks up her third foul. Sabrina Clay goes to the free throw line.
Well, that's the maturation right there that you see a little bit from Sabrina Clay. You know, we saw in the first game, especially, she was getting a lot of open looks and wasn't having to deal with the contact. Last game, it was a lot more physical, and right there, she did a good job of just going right into the contact and picking up the foul.
Sabrina missed the first free throw. Third foul now, as we mentioned, on Morbidelli. She's got three, Yeager's got three, and James has three for Metamora. Streaks have Danny Teal and Lexi Daniels each with two. Second shot bounces off, no good. Rebound comes down to Hartnett, Kara Hartnett, and gives to her sister, Caitlin Hartnett. Cross it goes to Guzman in front of the Streaks bench. Pass stolen away by Sabrina Clay in the lane. Picks up, gives to Jessica Lieber. 1:13 to play in the half. Streaks lead 30-16. Lieber, top of the key. Now Sabrina Clay. Left wing, Allison Mangieri. Left baseline, Sharon Diggins. Wide open three, and that is good. You can't leave her wide open like that. She'll hit those all night long, and that is her first three of the game. She's got 8 points.
Morbidelli hits the floor hard. Let's see if she's okay.
So it looks like she's holding the back of her head.
Yeah, which isn't good. Never a good sign when a player goes down on the head.
33-16 streaks lead. Exactly a minute to play here in the first half. I didn't see what happened. She got her feet tangled with somebody after.
I didn't see it either. I was updating the stat sheet. As you well know, you have to do it quickly here. Otherwise, you miss action. And unfortunately, this time, we miss a little bit of action after the shot.
But Sharon Diggins, I mean, absolutely wide open. There was nobody even on this side of the floor toward her at all. She had time to get set, and she's going to make that one all night long if you leave it. So Morbidelli is up. Looks like she's okay. Gets a hand from both sides of the crowd.
One of the times that I think we're going to get to really enjoy here this year for the streaks, that was a 6 3-pointer hit. So that was the Shea Boo 3-pointer.
Oh, the Shea Boo.
We're over halfway there as we hit the Shabu three-pointer.
And I must tell you, I did enjoy a triple cheeseburger last night.
I figured you did.
Which was probably a mistake because I had to get up at 4 o'clock to be in to do sports for Jim this morning, but well. It happens again tonight. I want another one. Now a timeout called, and I guess this is, well, what do we got
looks
going on?
It's like a full timeout.
Well, full timeout. We'll take one as well. 1 minute to play in the half. Streaks lead 33-16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com. One minute to play in the half. 33-16, Streaks lead. Metamora will bring it the length of the court.
Well, I don't know if the official mistakenly signaled full timeout because I saw him come down and he talked to the official on the near sideline and kind of said, oops, and made the sign like he did the full timeout. So I wonder if it was only supposed to be a 30.
Okay, I'm not sure. Well, full court pressure. This is Caitlin Hartnett. Travels again. No call. She stopped and drug her pivot foot. Now this is Haley Mueller with it. Left side driving down is Kara Hartnett. Can't hit the shot. Gets her own rebound. Puts it on the floor. Puts it back up and got it.
Although the Streaks didn't get that rebound, I'll tell you something that happened that was good on that play. Casey Williams had thought about trying to swing and swat at that basketball when Hartnett put up the shot and controlled herself and avoided a foul because of it.
Now Casey drives down the middle of the lane. Nice bounce pass to Chloe Anderson. Can't hit the shot, but gets it back, puts it up and in. First basket for Chloe. Make it 35-18. Streaks now a steal by Rainey Sibley. Jessica Lieber with it. Drives down the left side. Left hand, puts it up, off the glass. Got it, and she is fouled. Foul is going to go against Kara Hartnett. Nice job by Jessica Lieber. Saw that opening. Just give her a little bit of an opening, and she is going to definitely take it. And puts it up and in and goes to the free throw line. Chance for her second traditional three-point play. She's got 2 3-pointers in the first quarter and has a traditional three-point play here in the second quarter. 37-18 Streaks lead, 21.7 to play in the first half. And she converts. Jessica 2 for 2 from the free throw line, and she'll stay on the floor. Allison Mangieri replaces Sharon Diggins. Also Sabrina Clay out there. Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson. Full court pressure from the Streaks. And it comes to Caitlin Hartnett. Now this is Guzman with it. Guzman on the dribble, still down on the Streaks end. Finally gets it across to Steele. Steele stopped.
Rebels.
And took,
jeez.
Took a three-pointer. So I think she was near midcourt, and by the time she took the shot without taking a dribble, she was up by the three-point arc.
Well, she traveled twice there, I think.
Well, and I think she was listening to the Galesburg student section as they were yelling 3-2-1 with about 12 seconds to play, and she wanted to get the shot off. Now there's 10 seconds to play. Jessica Lieber across midcourt with 8. On the dribble with 7. Nice look underneath. Chloe Anderson. Shot knocked away. Sharon Diggins with the rebound. Puts it up. Can't hit. Sabrina Clay has a rebound go off her hands. Caitlin Hartnett has it and wanting to get a shot off. And we have played one half of basketball. And the Streaks are in control at the half. It is Galesburg 38, Metamora 18. Coming up our halftime show, we'll run down our halftime scoreboard. Look at the halftime stats as well. Streaks lead at 38-18. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You say Black Friday, Gale Credit Union says Black Monday. Monday, November 19th, rates for auto loans start at 0.5% at 7 a.m. Or consolidate bills and pay off high-rate credit cards with a personal loan starting at 3.5% at 7 a.m. Rates go up a quarter of a percent per hour, so get there early for your Gale Credit Union pre-Black Friday loan. Must be a member to qualify with a credit score of 640 or higher. Check galecu.net for details. Gale Credit Union, corner of Henderson and Losey in Galesburg.
As of January 1st, e-cycling drop-off, the recycling program for large clunky electronic appliances, will no longer be available at Galesburg Transit. After the first of the year, items may be directly taken to Waste Management, located at 1360 South Henderson Street in Galesburg. Galesburg Transit will still accept your used motor oil to recycle it as fuel to heat the bus garage. You can drop off used motor oil at 567 South Farnham Street during normal business hours.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by? With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
Galesburg High School girls basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean at 335-4048. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back at John Thiel Gym, we are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks in control. The Streaks lead the Metamora Redbirds 38-18. Streaks led 16-9 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored the Redbirds 22-9 in that second quarter and lead 38-18. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Earlier tonight, it was Alleman over Illini West by a final of 53-34. Also, United Township lost a heartbreaker to Freeport. 45-44 was the final in that ball game. One other score from the Sauk Valley shootout, Girard defeated Stillman Valley in a blowout, 60-21. Coming up tomorrow night, the Streaks will take on the Springfield Senators here in John Thiel Gym at the Thanksgiving tournament. That'll be a 7:30 scheduled tip-off. We'll take the air around 7:10 tomorrow night here on WGIL, WGIL.com. Of course, on your smart device, you can download the TuneIn Radio app and listen to us on there. Galesburg High boys start their season Wednesday night. They will open up in the Thanksgiving tournament against East Peoria. That'll be 7:30 Wednesday night, 7:06 for the pregame with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee. Prior to that, though, we'll get a girls' conference game in. The Streaks will open up with the Moline Maroons, and we saw last night Rock Island head coach Thad Hoover was in the house watching the Streaks and Alleman. Tonight, of course, Jay Hatch, after his game, was up videotaping some of this one, and then and the game prior, the UT game, and we also saw Steve Ford, the Moline coach, who usually spends more time in this gym than anybody ever than Coach Massey.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was kind of surprised Coach Hatch didn't have anybody else that would record the game for him.
I know.
He was up here running the camera all by himself. I was shocked. I figured that if over there at Alleman, they would have been able to find somebody to come and scout the Streaks for him.
Thank you to Steve Schwab, by the way. Get in the water for me so the throat does not dry out. It's on the verge of it tonight. It's dry in here tonight.
Well, it's early season. We got to work through it just like the players do.
I know.
This is our third game in 4 days. So
get the vocal cords in shape here. It's going, it's kind of going. But anyway, Streaks with a lead 38-18. Again, our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back and bring you our halftime stats. Streaks lead 38-18. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Turns out saying things like, wouldn't it be great if, and remember when we were able to, were just a big waste of time. See, our bodies were having trouble keeping up with our spirits, so we thought we would have to give up the things we enjoyed. That was until we discovered Handy Van. Now we're saying things like, let's do lunch.
Your life may be different because of a temporary or permanent disability, but that certainly shouldn't hold you back. Allow us to take you and your friends to and from your leisurely lunch. Stop by our office in the community center for details. Handy Van, helping you live independently.
This is the sound of a Dr. Pepper being dispensed from a McDonald's soda fountain. Listen carefully as we scientifically enhance the audio. The one-of-a-kind taste of an icy cold Dr. Pepper from McDonald's just naturally refreshes your spirits. And here is the sound of discovering it's just a dollar. Get any size soft drink or sweet tea at McDonald's for just $1. The simple joy of living loud. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only for a limited time.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil.
Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The official WGIL forecast clear with a low of 32 tonight. Tomorrow,
Sunny with a high of 52. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Overnight, low of 35. Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 52. Sunday night, partly cloudy, overnight, low of 55. And Monday, cloudy with a high of 52. Monday night, cloudy with lows around 40. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 36 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Interactive sports talk with scores, expert analysis, and so much more. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at John Field Gym, our halftime score, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Metamora Redbirds 38-18. All streaks pretty much in that first half. Our halftime stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Streaks led in scoring by Jessica Lieber with 12 points, a couple of three-pointers, and two traditional three-point plays, two baskets and two free throws to go along with that. Two for two from the line, 8 points for Sharon Diggins, a traditional three-point play for Sharon, a three-pointer in that second quarter, a two-pointer in the first quarter. 6 points for Casey Williams. She hit a couple of threes. In fact, the first two baskets of the ball game. 2 points for Allison Mangieri on two for two from the line. 3 for Rainey Sibley on a three-pointer. 2 points for Chloe Anderson on a basket. 2 for Sammy Thompson on a basket. 2 for Danny Teal on 2 for 4 from the line. The streaks with the Shea Boo up on the wall. They've got 6 three-pointers in the ball game, looking for 4 more to get the ridiculous night. Streaks, the only place they've kind of struggled from the free throw line, just 7 for 12. As far as Metamora, not a whole lot of scoring going on. 7 points off the bench for Kara Hartnett to lead the way on 3 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 6 for Kyler Samp, a couple of baskets, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Christy Guzman on a couple of baskets. 1 point for Cassidy Yeager on 1 for 2 from the line. Metamora 4 for 7 from the free throw line.
Well, the Streaks are leading the turnover bell, 19-10, so a +9 there. Rebounds, though, go to Metamora, 20-18. That's +2 for Metamora. Our offensive rebounds, though, as usual, Streaks have the lead there at a +5, 9-4. Shooting percentage-wise, 39% from the field for Metamora as they shot 7 of 18. The Streaks were 6 of 15 from inside the arc, 6 of 20 with the Shea Boo number outside. Good for 33% from the field so far in the game. And then you look at the leading rebounders, and the Streaks are led right now by 2 apiece for Sabrina Clay, Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber, and Casey Williams. On the other side of the coin, you have 6 rebounds for Kara Hartnett to lead the way. So Kara Hartnett having a decent game, 7.6 rebounds. And in other news, just an update for those that haven't seen, the coach suffered a very mild stroke.
Really?
So, yes. Their doctors are describing it as a very minor stroke. So for all of those that are big Bears fans, that's unfortunate news. But hopefully the coach will beat this like he's beat other things.
Yeah, and there was also a story that, former Bears quarterback, current 49ers head coach Jim Harbaugh had. I never saw what it was that happened. Said he went in, had some kind of minor medical procedure, was hospitalized briefly, and
I should be back for the game Monday night. Yeah, I think basically what it sounded like he had arrhythmia, or his heart was beating out of step, if you will. My father had something similar, and what they do is they have one of two things they can do. They can either try to shock it back in so it regains its composure, or you just let it be arrhythmic for a little bit, and it supposedly will eventually go back in.
Well, hopefully he'll be all right. We'll see. It'll be interesting on Monday night, the Bears and the 49ers. We don't know if either Alex Smith, the quarterback for the 49ers, will play, or Jay Cutler, quarterback for the Bears.
Jay Cutler's been ruled as out.
Oh, he has been. Okay. As of this morning, they didn't know for sure. As Jessica Lieber drives down the right side, picks up where she left off in the first half, lays it up and in, make it 40-18 streaks, and the ball knocked away on the full court pressure by Rainey Sibley. And the Redbirds will have it from just in front of the scorer's table at midcourt. Kyler Sample inbound, and it comes, finally gets it in. Nope, 5 second call. Same guy that called the 10. That one was closer than the 10 call, though.
Yeah, but
still, I'm not sure there was a 5, though.
Right.
But the Streaks get it back on the turnover.
That guy's counting by twos.
And it goes high post to Casey Williams. Dribbles, kicks out to Sharon Diggins, right wing, out high right side to Jessica Lieber. Back to the high post to Casey Williams. Kicks out to Sharon Diggins. Drives right baseline. Too hard with a shot. Rebound comes down to the weak side. Now goes to the floor. And we've got a scrum down there. And a couple of black jerseys, a couple of white jerseys. And the possession arrow points toward Metamora. As 4 new streaks will come in. Danny Teal, Lexi Daniels, Allison Mangieri, and Sabrina Clay. And Jessica Lieber will stay on the floor with this group.
Luckily, that same official can't count to three because Casey Williams was livid in the lane during that possession.
He also won't call a carry as Stamp just carried it over ahead once again. She'll dribble all the way down the right side. 10-footer up off the glass, no good. And the rebound's going to go off Sabrina Clay last. So they'll go back to Metamora with 7:17 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 40-18. They were up 16-9 at the end of the first quarter. Outscored Metamora 22-9 in that second quarter for a 38-18 halftime lead. Streaks with the only basket to Jessica Liebershot here in the third quarter. Down on the left block, and it comes to Samp, and she puts it up off the glass and got it. She's got 8 points and make it 40-20. Jessica Lieber down the right side, up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Yeager for Metamora. Yeager looking for some help, and there they call the travel. That was a little bit less of one, but it's still a travel, and the call was made that time. Streaks get it back on another Metamora turnover as Haley Mueller will check in, and she will replace Cassidy Yeager. Yeager, I-O-E-R-G-E-R.
Yeah, definitely not the traditional, well, it might be the traditional spelling, but not how I've ever seen it spelled before.
No. And a name similar, I remember there was a couple of major leaguers played for the Royals, and at one time one of them played for the Cardinals. The last name was I-O-R-G, and they pronounced it Org.
Yeah.
Dane and Garth Org.
Now that foul goes against Kara Hartnett, her first.
Reach and the first team foul here in the second half. This is Sabrina Clay on the left wing for the Streaks. Allison Mangieri in there now with this group. Jessica Lieber in the center circle. Dribbles right. Streaks taking their time, setting up the offense, looking for Sabrina Clay at the high post. Don't want to get a five call. Finally gets it off to Danny Teal. Back to Jessica Lieber out high on the right side. Dribbles left. Streaks with good spacing this time, just not a lot of movement away from the ball. Left baseline. Lexi Daniels fires a three. That bounces around and falls through and good. Lexi Daniels got the shooter's roll on that one. She got herself set, got her shoulder square, put it up and in. And the Streaks lead 43-20. Samp down the left side. And oh, boy. She lost control of the ball on the way up. And unfortunately for Sabrina Clay, she happened to be in the neighborhood and got called for a bump.
Sabrina actually knocked it out of her hands, and it was a clean knockout. But, again, it was the Sabrina having her hand down around the wrist that got the call. I talked to Andy Ellison before the game, Coach Ellison, and asked her if she would do me a favor and go tell Sabrina that you got to stay straight up.
If she does, she'll take credit for that, too, right?
She will. It will have been her idea.
Kyler Samp hits the first free throw. She's got 9 points as Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Chloe Anderson, Casey Williams, Sammy Thompson check in for the streak. 6:19 to play third quarter. Galesburg leading 43-21. Kyler Samp at the free throw line. Samp at 5'11", misses a second. Casey Williams down with a rebound. Bounces for Sammy Thompson, splits the defenders in the trap and gets through it. Gets to Rainey Sibley, left wing. Miss Chloe Anderson open under the basket that time. Now Casey Williams, pass knocked away. Streaks will get it back on the near sideline. And it'll be Rainey Sibley to inbound.
Well, I don't think Sammy Thompson had the arm strength right there. Otherwise, she would have gone down to Chloe. Because you're right, Chloe was wide open under the basket. But when Sammy put it, she was going so fast she couldn't really get control of the basketball and just kind of pushed it off to Rainey.
Nice drive by Sharon Diggins. Shot blocked by Samp. Sharon gets it back. Out to Casey Williams. Out high on the right side. Back to Sharon in the right corner. She'll penetrate. Stops. Pulls up with a 15-footer. A little bit short. Rebound goes to the floor. And they're going to say that it was Kara Hart that hit it last before it went out of bounds. Sammy Thompson will inbound for the Streaks on the right baseline. 5:47 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 43-21. Thompson inbounds out high right side. It's Ron Diggins back to the right baseline. Sammy Thompson brings it out to the wing. On the dribble, gives to Casey Williams, top of the key. Thought about the three, gives to Rainey Sibley. Now left baseline, Sharon Diggins back to Rainey Sibley. Penetrates, now kicks out to Casey Williams. Gives way to Sammy Thompson in the center circle. Back to Casey Williams between the circles. Casey bounces for Chloe Anderson. Now to Sammy Thompson, right side. Top of the key, Sharon Diggins dribbles right. Gives to Sammy Thompson, right wing. Top of the key, Chloe Anderson, left wing. Rainey Sibley fires a three. It's too hard. Rebound comes down to Haley Mueller. And for Metamora, she traveled again. No call that one. Gets it off to Samp. Samp finally across midcourt. Hands off to Mueller out between the circles. And that time they called the travel on Mueller.
I didn't think that one was a travel compared to some of the ones they've let go. Streaks definitely working a lot more clock on their offensive end. They're not looking for the shot as early in the possession as they have been. So really working it right now. I don't know if that's an attribute to Coach Massey wanting them to work a little bit more offense or if it's just the fact that With Metamora coming out more and playing the deep passing lanes, if that's within the issue.
Allison Mangieri, three-pointer, right wing, is short, right on target, a little bit not quite as flat as sometimes, still not quite enough arc on that one. And the ball rebound falls out of bounds. Metamora will bring it the length of the court. Also, Danny Teal, Lexi Daniels, Jessica Lieber, and Jessica Lieber with the steal on the full court pressure. Kicks out to Lexi Daniels. Out high right side, Jessica Lieber fires a three, bounces off, no good. Rebound tipped out and comes down to Kara Hartnett. Hartnett runs the floor, left side, lays it up with the left hand and got it. Nice job by Hartnett. Took it all the way with the left hand, laid it up. She's got nine, make it 43-23 streak. Left corner, it's Allison Mangieri for three. That one's short. Rebound Sabrina Clay on the weak side, gets hammered. Can't get the shot up and in. The foul's going to go against Cecily Vandeveer. And Sabrina Clay will go to the free throw line. Vandeveer with her first foul of the ball game. Second team foul on Metamora here in the second half.
I wonder if it's fatigue or if it's just the feeling that she's shooting it too hard, because Allison and Jury's shots have actually gotten softer each time she's shot it, and that one was just shorter and shorter going along with it.
Sabrina Clay hits the first of two. Yeah, on target. Yeah, just, I don't know. She had plenty of time to set up for that one. Just came up short on it. Rainey Sibley, Sammy Thompson, Lexi Daniels, Sharon Diggins, or excuse me, Michaela Isley in now. Sharon Diggins, and now it'll be Casey Williams replacing Sabrina Clay as she hit both free throws. She's now 2-for-4, 2 points on the night, 45-23 streaks, 4.5 minutes to play third quarter. Inbound knocked away by Sammy Thompson, but is going to go off of her foot last. And we are up to Shea Burr with that three-pointer by Lexi Daniels.
Yep, just three short.
Three more to get to make it a ridiculous night. Samp drives down the right side, pushes off, and oh, wow. Foul's going to go against Sharon Diggins. She was actually moving away from Samp. Samp reached out and pushed off, gave her a little bit of a forearm shiver, and Sharon gets called for a foul on that one. That's her second team foul on the streaks this half. Inbounding is Guzman.
Ooh,
and
no.
It goes. And
Casey's on the floor, but she looks to be okay. She gets back up.
Looks like she lost her footing. Hartnett misses the shot. Rebound tipped around. Finally comes down to Guzman, right wing. Fires a 12-footer. It's up and good. Guzman with six. Make it 45-25 streak. Sammy Thompson across midcourt in the center circle. On the dribble. Picks up. Gives to Casey Williams out between the circles. Dribbles right and gives to Michaela Isley. And Evan Massey wants a timeout.
Looks like it's just going to be a 30. Yeah, it's a 30, yeah. As Coach Rux is signaling. And, you know, on that last play, Casey Williams actually, while she was standing there, kind of Hartnett came through and they kind of bumped legs. And that's what I was afraid of, is that there was going to be some kind of knee-on-knee thing where that was going to cause some issues for Casey Williams. But it looks like that she was able to get through it without any major pain anyway.
Exactly 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 45-25. A little bit of a late start, but still kind of a long game thus far. Or maybe it just seems long.
Good crowd, though, on hand. Yeah. And the student section's tonight's theme is either Greece or 50s night or something of that combination. Maybe Happy Days.
I guess it could be. Is Happy Days on anywhere that these guys can see it?
Yeah, that's probably true. They've probably never seen it.
Yeah, I didn't think of the Greece theme. I was just thinking 50s. Maybe Greece was the theme. I think I see Danny Zuko over there. Here's maybe it's just John Travolta. Ball tipped away, goes into the backcourt, run down by Rainey Sibley, gives to Casey Williams, and she'll bring it across for the streaks. And now her pass knocked away, and it's a Samp that comes up with it for Metamora. Samp drives down the right side, shot bothered by Casey Williams, but Samp able to get it up and in. She's got 11 and make it 45-27, and another timeout called by Coach Evan Massey as five new players are going to come in. And what's this one? Good. This is going to be a full timeout. We will take one as well. 3:35 to play in the third quarter. Galesburg 45, Metamora 27. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com. .335 to play. Back on the court for the Streaks. Lexi Daniels, Jessica Lieber, Katie Lingefelter, Allison Mangieri, and Chloe Anderson. Streaks will bring it for three-quarter court. Jessica Lieber in the backcourt across the timeline. Gives to Katie Lingefelter in the center circle. Now it's Allison Mangieri out high to the left side. Katie Lingefelter between the circles. Back to Allison Mangieri, left wing. Gets knocked to the floor by Samp. And that is going to be the third foul on Kyler Samp. Third team foul in the second half on Metamora. And Coach Massey just wanted to discuss what had just happened on the previous trip down the court with his players.
Yeah, and you know, that's what you need to do if you're Coach Massey, is you got to use as many teaching moments as possible in these games.
Whoa. Oh, now a charge call. Was that Chloe?
No, that was Lieber.
Lieber?
Wow. And I thought Jess did a good job. She crossed over to her left hand. She went to the left side, and they still call the charge on her.
Wow. So that'll be the second foul on Jessica. Turnover for the Streaks.
Not a team foul, though.
Hmm. Now driving down the other way, Kara Hartman having a really good night. She's got 11. Lays it up with the left hand. They get 45-29. Left wing, Allison Mangieri fires a three and got it.
She had to get the touchdown there. Yep. The first five or four were just all practice.
I think she backed up a little bit, had a little step behind the three-point arc that time, put it up and in, make it 48-29 streak. Now nice job by Metamora breaking the press. And this is Hartman again, the recipient, lays it up and in. She's got six in the quarter. She got 13 for the ball game, 48-31 streak. Jessica Lieber, right side, stops, pulls up with a 10-footer, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Kara Hartnett for Metamora. 2:35 to play here in the third quarter. Metamora with numbers, two-on-one break. Driving down the right side, laying it up, no good, was Caitlin Hartnett. Rebound to Katie Lingenfelter. Now it's Jessica Lieber, right side, stops, thought about the three, gives to Katie Lingenfelter. She'll fire the three, top of the key, and got it! Her second in as many games. Katie Lingenfelter with the three, and back to a 20-point lead, 51-31 for the Streaks.
Well, the pace has definitely picked up here in the last couple minutes.
And now it's going to be another turnover by Metamora as Samp just threw it over the head of Kylie Hartnett, or Caitlin Hartnett, rather.
And Coach Riley Gardner not very happy with that play either, as she's showing some frustration. Now she's going to bring Jaeger back into the game.
For the Streaks, Sammy Thompson, Sabrina Clay, Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley back in. Sabrina Clay out high on the right side, looking over the defense, and her pass stolen away by Carrie James. That was one of those she was passing to a spot rather than
right.
The player being open. Now a steal by Sharon Diggins. Nice pass from Sammy Thompson to Danny Teal down on the left blocks, and Danny lays it up and in and make it 53-31. Now another steal. And Danny Teal puts it up and in again. A quick four-point run by Danny Teal. Now a violation on...
No, it was a near steal by...
Oh, okay.
Rainey got her hands on the ball, just couldn't reel it in. Who got that second steal?
It was Danny that got the second one and was able to put it up and in. So now a 60-second timeout, full timeout, called by Riley Gardner. We'll take one as well. 1:33 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 55-31. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Colder months are soon approaching and snow and ice will cover our green grass. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. I'm here to help Karen continue to serve our customers. Craddy Insurance, along with Rockford Mutual Insurance Company, are here to protect your home and car from winter mishaps. We are a family business here to help your family. We offer competitive rates through Rockford Mutual Insurance Company. Stop in and see us at 1197 North Henderson Street or give Karen or I a call for your free quote at 342-0071.
It's the Animal Stories Anchor Men, Uncle Lair, Little Tubby.
We don't want to alarm you people out there, but there could be a disaster or an emergency that might require evacuation. Do you have a plan to ensure the safety of your pets and livestock? Come on, get on it.
It could be a flood, it could be tornado or earthquake.
Hey, it could happen, so get working on that plan right now.
All the info you need is online at ready.illinois.gov.
Oh, that's right, Uncle Lair. That's ready.illinois.gov. Sponsored by the Illinois Emergency Management Agency.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Cecily Vanderveer with a quick shot for Metamora. Makes it 55-33. Streaks with the basketball on their own right baseline. Lexi Daniels to inbound. Also Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangerian. Lexi Daniels, three-pointer, right baseline, in and out, no good. Casey Williams with a rebound. Shot blocked from behind. Chloe Anderson down with it, puts it up, no good. Second time up and gets fouled, and there's three black jerseys around there. Take your pick of who that one's going to go against. And it goes against Kyler Samp. That's going to be her fourth foul. And going to the free throw line will be Chloe Anderson. Nice job by Chloe fighting for the rebound on the initial miss and then going up strong the second time.
Well, he's been playing real strong inside and giving the Streaks exactly what they lost. And Sadie Hamilton leaving and Myra Diggins leaving. They needed that toughness inside. And so far, Chloe's really shown it.
First free throw no good. Second one up and good for Chloe Anderson. She's got three. Make it 56-33. Streaks 1:10 to play here in the third quarter. Back in for Metamora. Sample go to the bench with her four fouls. Checking in will be Caitlin Hartnett. Lose about 4 inches or 5 inches as Hartnett just 5'6", Samp 5'11". Metamora breaks the pressure. Diving down the right side. Jaeger can't hit the five-footer. Rebound comes down. Travel, no call on Kara Hartnett. Gets her own rebound going over the back and knocking down Chloe Anderson. Now a three-second call is going to go against Kara Hartnett. I mean, Chloe came flying out of the lane with the way Hartnett went over her that time.
Yeah.
But the Streets get it back with under a minute to play in the third quarter. Casey Williams out high left side, fires a three, and got it.
Bet a little bit that she hit one.
And that's nine now for Casey. She's got three on the night, and that's nine in the game for the Streaks. It's a Shea Burge at this point. Down on the left block, ball kicked away. It's going to go back to the Streaks as it went off Jaeger last. Okay, bets on who gets it. We've got Sharon Diggins, Danny Teal, Sabrina Clay, Sammy Thompson, Rainey Sibley in the ballgame right now for the Streaks. Is it going to happen before the end of the third quarter?
Well, they have Shaper.
They got it. Oh, that was the 10th. I'm sorry.
I thought I only had 9-2, though.
Yeah. Yeah, they just added that extra letter. I don't think we were ready for it yet. I'm going to have to count them up as the shot's missed. Rebound comes down to Jaeger, and a reaching foul is going to go against Sammy Thompson. That'll be the 14th foul on the Streaks. Let's count them here. We had six in the first half, seven, eight, nine. Oh, that it was 10. Yeah, it was, because Katie Lingenfelter's was 9. So, yeah, there we go. So, yep, that is 10. It's a three-diculous night.
It is a three-diculous night, and I hope you get your triple cheeseburger.
I hope so, too. Can always use an extra triple cheeseburger. Jaeger drives down the right side, misses the easy one. Rebound bounces out, comes down to Rainey Sibley. Rainey looking for some help as Jaeger all over. Nice defensive job by Jaeger. Now it's Sammy Thompson returning the favor, but the ball falls into the hands of Caitlin Harden. Now Sabrina Clay comes up with it as Thompson knocked it away. Now Sammy Thompson with it. 6 seconds to play. Five. Gets to Sabrina Clay. Now to Rainey Sibley. Passes underneath to Danny Teal. Time's going to run out. We have played three quarters of basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks in control. After three, it's Galesburg 59. Metamora 33, you're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. Once again, the historic Ellisville Restoration Organization is taking orders for their holiday hams until November 20th. It's $45 for a whole bone-in ham with proceeds going to the Opera House and Fire Station Restoration. For details, check the calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
Hello there. Do you recognize my voice? That's right. I'm a professional announcer. My voice has power. I get paid to talk, and I can talk about anything to anybody. Except when it comes to talking to my parents about their care as they get older. Whatever I try, I can't seem to talk about the aging issue.
No matter who you are, it's not easy talking about aging. For help getting started, go to voa.org/talk. A message from Volunteers of America.
Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee, Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Reach for the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Rainey Sibley left baseline, fires a three short. Rebound comes out long, run down by Sharon Diggins. Just underway fourth quarter, Streaks lead 59-33. Galesburg with 10 three-pointers for the second consecutive night, but with a whole quarter to go here. Top of the key, Casey Williams. She'll fire the three, off the back iron, no. Rebound to Rainey Sibley. Gives to Sharon Diggins, right baseline. Back to Rainey on the right wing. Penetrates. Scoops a shot up between the defenders. Up off the glass too hard. And the rebound long to Casey Williams. Thought about the long three. Now Jessica Lieber takes the long three off the back iron. No. Gets her own rebound. Right wing pass stolen away. This is Kara Hartnett. And
it's going to be a foul on Jessica.
Okay.
Who took that last two-point shot, the scoop up?
That was Rainey.
Rainey. Okay, thank you.
Got between the defenders a little bit hard with the shot. Jessica Lieber with her third foul. 15 foul on the Streaks here in the second half as we will get a line change. Jessica Lieber stays on the floor with Lexi Daniels, Sabrina Clay, Michaela Isley, and Allison Mangieri.
Coach Ford must have seen enough. He's going to head on home.
And we'll see him next Tuesday night. 7:03 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 59-33. Driving the paint. Shot up and good by Yeager. Nice move. The runner in the paint there gets it up and in. She's got 3 points. 59-35. Lexi Daniels right wing. Top of the key. Sabrina Clay. She'll fire the three. That one's off the back iron. No good. Rebound comes out long. Saved inbounds by Jessica Lieber. Sabrina Clay with it. Back to Jessica Lieber. Hoping that she didn't get herself established back in bounds before she got the pass back. Did a great job diving after that one. Ended up kind of in the bleachers and Sabrina got the pass to her a little bit too quickly as she was coming back inbounds.
Well, right there, what you need to do if you're Sabrina Clay, you want to work the ball to the other side of the floor to give her time to reset herself.
Yeager drives straight on, lays it up and in. Her second quick basket. She's got five, make it 59-37. Now a near steal by Vandeveer, but it's going to go back to the Streaks. It'll be Jessica Lieber to inbound from the right baseline. As it will be a quick line change, though. Katie Lingefelter, Danny Teal, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, and Sammy Thompson check in for the Streaks. And it will be Sammy Thompson to do the honors from the right baseline. 6:34 to play in the ballgame. No Sharon Diggins will inbound now. Streaks lead 59-37. And it comes to Sammy Thompson on high right side. Back to Sharon on the right baseline. Fires a three and got it. Second three of the ball game for Sharon Diggins. 11 on the game for the Streaks. 62-37. Now another travel not called. And this is Yeager. Traveled again. This time they're going to call it. First time it was Caitlin Hartnett that before she threw the pass to Yeager. Yeager came down with it and took a little hop step. And they called that one. Streaks get it back on another Metamora turnover.
Do you see Hannah Smith down on the bench? I can't see her.
Oh, there yeah, she is. She's okay. Actually going to come in on the next rotation,
yep,
it looks like.
Yep, there she is. Finally getting in there.
Yep, working her back into the rotation slowly, coming over from the swimming team, who was participating at the state meet that got underway today up in Evanston. This is Rainey Sibley. Ball knocked away by Haley Mueller, and the Streaks will inbound in front of their own bench with 6:05 to play, leading 62-37. Rainey Sibley to inbound, and it comes to Sammy Thompson and goes into the backcourt.
Yep.
Yeah. It had gotten tipped initially, I think, a little bit by Hartnett, but Sammy, I think, had more control of it before she went into the backcourt and the over and back called.
Yeah, she definitely had regained her footing or her handle of the basketball before her foot went into the backcourt.
Streak drop back into a 2-3 zone and a steal by Sharon Diggins. Got push, no call. Sharon runs it down the right side, lays it up, and got fouled. Shot's no good. Foul on Caitlin Hartnett. And that will be her first foul, I believe. Yep, that's the first foul on her and the sixth team foul now on Metamora. Sharon Diggins goes to the free throw line with two shots.
30 turnovers now for Metamora in the game.
Wow. And just 37 points. Not a good ratio.
No.
Sharon, first free throw rolls around and falls through. She has got 12 points on the night as Hannah Smith checks in. Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri, and Casey Williams. And it'll be Lexi Daniels waiting to replace Sharon Diggins after her second free throw. 63-37, Streaks lead, 5:53 to play in the ballgame. Second shot is up and in and out and back in. As Sharon will leave with 13 points on the night. Not sure if any of the starting five will get back in tonight or not. There'll be another rotation coming in, but it's Jessica Lieber and Sharon Diggins down on the far end of the bench. See if they get back in at all. Chloe Anderson and Casey Williams still in there at this point. Right wing, this is Guzman with it. Streaks in the 2-3 zone. Right baseline, it goes to Kara Hartnett. Now to her sister Caitlin on the right wing. On the dribble, top of the key. Stops, looks for help, gets it to Samp. Now left baseline, left wing, this is Guzman. Gets it inside. Now a travel called on Kara Hartnett. And now 31 turnovers to go with their 37 points. 32. I'm sorry. We had another one.
No, 31. Sorry. Oh, okay. You're right.
Okay. Well, I knew it was close.
I miscounted.
To that. Once you get over 30, does it really matter? Do we still keep track?
Right, exactly.
Hannah Smith with a three-pointer. She was short on it. Rebound to Allison Mangieri. Back to Hannah. She'll fire another one. Got fouled on it. No call. Got knocked to the floor. It's an air ball, and they didn't call it, and the ball will go back to Metamora with 5:12 to play. On the dribble, this is Guzman. She'll bring it across midcourt. Goes right wing to Samp. Samp goes right baseline, stops, pulls up with a 10-footer, bounces off, no good. Casey Williams with the rebound. Nice job defensively by Casey and a nice block. A nice look from Casey to Chloe Anderson under the basket left side. Can't hit. The shot was blocked. And it was either Samp or Hartnett that got a piece of that one. It's going to go back to the Streaks as Michaela Isley and Sabrina Clay check in, as does Danny Teal. And let's see, so it'll be Sammy Thompson, Lexi Daniels, Michaela Isley, Sabrina Clay, and Danny Teal on the floor for the Streaks. This is one of the biggest lineups we've seen for the Streaks on the floor at the same time, with Michaela Isley and Sabrina Clay in there for the last probably 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Even though they're not big by any means. Danny Teal, three-pointer left wing is good. She's got 9 points, make it 67-37 Streaks.
She hasn't missed from the full floor. She's only missed a free throw. That's all she's missed all night.
Kara Hartnett drives left baseline. Shot is up, partially blocked by Michaela Isley. Rebound to Sammy Thompson. Streaks with numbers. Thompson drives down the right side. Up off the glass, too hard. Rebound Sabrina Clay right up with it. Off the glass, got it, and she's fouled. Nice job by Sabrina Clay. Went up, straight up with a rebound. As soon as she came down, she didn't hesitate. She went right back up with it, got it up off the glass, and drew the contact, put it in, and has a chance at the three-point play. Her first basket of the ball game. She's 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Foul one against Kyler Samp, and she fouls out of the ball game. So Samp will foul out with 11 points on the night.
Two rebounds to go with that 11 points.
3:50 to play in the ball game. We have running clock now.
Yes.
Is it 30? No.
It's
yeah.
30.
30
yep.
points now. Okay.
And it's a 32-point lead.
So 69-37 running clock now. Sabrina Clay at the free throw line and converts the three-point play. Nice job by Sabrina. They get 70-37 Streaks, and they'll drive back into a 2-3 zone.
Looks like the night's done for Casey Williams, Jessica yep. Lieber, and Sharon Diggins.
So now we've got Sammy Thompson, Lexi Daniels, Michaela Isley, Katie Lingenfelter, and Hannah Smith. Kara Hartnett on the left baseline, being hounded by Lexi Daniels, looks for some help. Still looking, finally gets it out top of the key to Sarah Hill in for the first time for Metamora. Left wing, Kara Hartnett drives baseline. Reverses and loses it out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say it went off Hannah Smith.
It did. She got her hand on it and knocked it away.
So Metamora will have it on their own right baseline, and Kara Hartnett goes to the bench. She's replaced by Haley Mueller.
Streaks' highest point total of the season was 70 against Illini West, so they've tied that. One more basket, and they'll get their best of the season.
Inbound pass. Streaks fell asleep on that, but the shot was no good. Michaela Isley down with a rebound. Now it's Lexi Carter on the right wing. Steps behind the three-point arc, gives to Hannah Smith. Now top of the key, it's Sammy Thompson. Left wing, Katie Lingenfelter thought about the three. Dribbles right, gives to Sammy Thompson between the circles. Dribbles right, picks up, looks for help, and her pass knocked away. Goes into the backcourt, and Caitlin Hartnett can't run it down. Nice hustle, but it's going to go back to the Streaks as Caitlin Hartnett, I think, slid all the way down into the wall down on this end out of the basket.
Well, good hustle. I mean, that's the one thing you got to appreciate. They're down by 33 points, and she's still hustling and playing hard.
Inbound, and now it's going to be stolen away. Nope. I think, fortunately for the Streaks, they got touched last by Sarah Hill, so Galesburg will have it at midcourt with 2 minutes to play and the clock running, leading 70-37.
And most likely this is the group that will end the game out there.
Yeah, I think so. It doesn't look like he's going to have any others check in. Hannah Smith and her pass stolen away by Mueller. Mueller drives down the right side, and a pass stolen away by Sammy Thompson. Now Lexi Carter runs it down the right side for the Streaks. All the way down the right side of the lane, lays it up. Oh, and a charge called on Lexi Carter. I don't think Caitlin Hart that got there and got set, but that's the way the call went.
No, Lexi Daniels, though, with the charge.
So come back the other way for Metamora. 1:23 to play. Streaks set to go to 3-0 on the season. Metamora will drop to 1-2.
18 turnovers for the Streaks in this one.
Caitlin Hartnett with it. Top of the key. Gets a pick. Drives in. Puts it up from 14. May have been partially blocked. The rebound off the hands of Katie Lingenfelter. And it'll go back to Metamora with 1:02 to play. And this will be Mueller to inbound from the left baseline. Under a minute to play now with the running clock.
Again, the Streaks not watching the inbounds passer.
In it comes to Olivia Schneider. Turns, puts it up, no good. Michaela Isley with a rebound for the Streaks. Gives way to Sammy Thompson, 43 seconds to play. Now Hannah Smith, left wing. Looks for some help. Gets it on the left baseline to Michaela Isley. Katie Lingenfelter at the high post left side. Passes to Michaela Isley. 17-footer left baseline, in and out, no good. Rebound down to Mueller, and we're going to have a foul called. A reach on Lexi Daniels, so she got two quick fouls there. That is her fourth in the ball game. And we'll walk it back this way. Time's going to run out with these free throws. We're going to end the game with Haley Mueller at the free throw line.
So the Streaks will not set a new season high in points.
So Mueller goes to the free throw line looking for her first points. Oh, they did stop the clock now. 7.8 to play. Okay.
Well, they just stopped it so that she could get the shots up.
First one is up and good. Make it 70 to 38. Second shot up, no good. Rebound off the hands of Hannah Smith. Mueller gets it back, lays it up, and got it.
Well, got her.
Three quick points,
got
2 seconds
extra play.
And long down court pass. Time runs out, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks move to 3-0 on this young 2012-2013 season. Final score, Galesburg 70, Metamora 40. We'll come back and talk about this one. We'll run down our final stats, and also we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Also, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks now 3-0 as they defeat the Metamora Redbirds 70-40. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Crady Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
The new CBO from McDonald's, a delectable convergence of three...
Tremendous!
Delicious toppings on the Angus Third Pounder and Premium Chicken Sandwiches. So what are these three...
Tremendous!
Toppings. The C is for cheddar, creamy white. B, bacon, hickory smoked. And O, onions, caramelized. Put all three...
Tremendous!
Please stop that.
Okay.
Put all three together and there's only one word to describe it.
Tasty.
The new CBO sandwiches. The simple joy of a tremendous new taste. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The official WGIL forecast, clear with a low of 32 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 52. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Overnight, low of 35. Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 52. Sunday night, partly cloudy, overnight, low of 55. And Monday, cloudy with a high of 52. Monday night, cloudy with lows around 40. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 36 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back at John Field Gym, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks have defeated the Metamora Redbirds 70-40 was the final score. Streaks outscored the Redbirds 11-7 in that fourth quarter. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And rather than a coach, we've got one of the stars of the game up here with us, Sharon Diggins. Good win tonight, Sharon. You know, I know last night and at the start of the game tonight, you had taller girls jumping out on you when you were trying to get that three-pointer off, but finally you were able to get freed up. You were taking it to the basket as they were coming out on you and getting some good looks, and finally that opened things up for you on the outside as well.
Yeah, it was tough still today.
But, you know, one of the things that has been one of your best features for this team, and you really showed it last night again tonight, the defense, and not just you but the entire team, but you had six steals last night. You did a really good job tonight on that press, just really, really bothering them and causing turnovers.
Thank you.
I told you you have to talk more than your sister
okay,
did.
Okay,
that's all right. What is the biggest key for you on the defense causing those steals?
To get around them. Mm-hmm. Like Coach Massey said, me and Rainey were the fastest ones, and nobody should ever get around us, so we need to get around them, make sure they don't lob it over us, and intercept it.
Yeah, and, you know, that's something you guys did a great job of last night and tonight. And I thought all last season, I thought, you know, the difference between last year's team and the year before, I thought you were much better defensively, and it looks like it's going to be the same way this year. What's it like having some of the younger girls? You got, there's six of you seniors out there, but with some real young girls that don't have any varsity experience.
I'm glad they stepped up because we can use them, and they're good. They're talented, and, yeah, they're good. We need them.
All right. Well, you got another one coming up tomorrow night. It's kind of tough at the beginning of the season, but you're probably tired of playing against each other in practice, so you're actually probably kind of glad you have these four games in 5 days.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
What kind of fatigue do you guys get having so many games in such a short period of time? Do you get tired having to play so much so often?
Yes. Okay. And I get cramps in my calves.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You do track, too.
Yeah.
You still do track. Is there any comparison to having to do, like, a track meet and then with these back-to-back games? Do you think that helps prepare you?
Yeah, a lot, because we have to run a lot. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
What's harder, these short spurts you have to go for a minute and a half as hard as you can? Is that a little bit tougher?
No, I actually like it. I think track's harder.
Okay. Well, congratulations on the win. You guys are started off really well. Any surprises so far at the way you're playing, or do you just the way you thought it would go so far?
Yeah, this is the way I thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to be confident.
Yeah.
Well, as far as your personal game, what do you think has been your biggest improvement this year compared to last year?
Getting steals and shooting more. Mm-hmm. And driving.
Do you feel like some of the other girls stepping up? Because you've had, I think, almost everybody on the team, except with the exception of a couple, have hit at least one three. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that's going to help take pressure off you and Jessica?
Yeah.
That's a good answer, though. That's fine. Well, Sharon, congratulations on the win. Very good game for you and for your team. 3-0 now, and it'll be a big one tomorrow night. You know, Springfield, they don't have Zana Medley anymore, but they're still going to be a very good team. She graduated, by the way. Yeah. So, you don't have to worry about her. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, you'll just have to eat up somebody else.
Be in that mindset that you're going to have to shut down their
still,
best player.
They're still going to be good. They're going to be athletic.
All right.
Well, good luck tomorrow night. Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you.
All right. That is Sharon Diggins here on our post-game show here on WGIL. And the Streaks win it tonight. 70-40 was the final score. I'm not sure. I think we did get more out of her than we did out of Myra last year. Myra spent most of the time giggling.
Yeah, well, there was less giggling.
Wasn't always her fault, though. She usually had Paige Klink there behind her kind of egging her on a little bit. But anyway, nice job by Sharon tonight and the Streaks, who win it 70-40. The Streaks move to 3-0, and that is win number 767 for Evan Massey on the season. I told you, 36-0, and it's 800 for his career. Not that where he's at is not already impressive.
No, but definitely impressive at this stage of his career to be where he is. And, you know, I think that you've got to be happy with the progress we've seen in each one of these games so far.
70-40, the final score. We will take a timeout, come back, and talk more about this one. Look at our post-game stats as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048,
and by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back here at John Field Gym, where the Streaks win it 70-40 was the final score. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Time to take a look at our post-game final stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. I'm sure there's some people running over to McDonald's from this game as it was a ridiculous night as the Streaks hit. They got to that 10 and then some this evening as far as the three-pointers go. We'll start scoring-wise for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Pretty balanced attack. Jessica Lieber led the way with 14 points. She hit a couple of threes, a couple of twos, two for two from the line. In fact, those free throws were finishing off both times traditional three-point plays. 13 points for Sharon Diggins, who we just talked to. She hit a couple of threes, a couple of twos. She was three for three from the free throw line. One of those also a traditional three-point play. 9 points for Casey Williams. Casey started out the game with a couple of threes, the first basket to the ball game. She had another three in that third quarter, 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Danny Teal off the bench with 9 points. She hit a three, a couple of twos, and was 2 for 4 from the free throw line. 5 points for Allison Mangieri, including a three and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 3 points for Rainey Sibley on a three-pointer. 3 for Chloe Anderson on a basket and 1 for 2 from the line. 5 points for Sabrina Clay on a basket, which was part of a traditional three-point play. She was 3 for 5 from the free throw line. 2 points for Sammy Thompson on a basket in the first quarter. Lexi Daniels with 3 points on a 3 points on a three-pointer. Also 3 for Katie Lingefelter on a three-pointer in that third quarter. Streaks with 12 three-pointers on the game. 13 for 19 from the free throw line. They were actually 6 for 7 in the second half from the foul line. For Metamora, they were led by Kyler Samp with 11 points before she fouled out of the ball game. Actually, no, it was Kara Hartnett with 13 that led the way off the bench. She didn't score in the fourth quarter, though. 11 for Samp, who fouled out. 6 points for Christy Guzman. 5 points for Cassidy Yeager. 2 points for Cecilia Vanderveer. 3 points for Haley Mueller. No three-pointers for Metamora. In fact, I don't even think they attempted one, did they?
They did not, and which is a little bit of a change. I was going to mention that compared to what we saw last night.
Yeah, 4 for 11 from the free throw line for the Metamora Redbirds. Streaks outscored them 16-9 in the first quarter, 22-9 in the second quarter, and led 38-18 at the half. Streaks outscored them 21-15 in that third quarter, and then they slowed down fourth quarter and ended up with the running clock. Streaks outscored Metamora 11-7 for the final score of 70-40.
Well, turnover battle. Streaks obviously won, 32 turnovers for the Metamora Redbirds, only 18 for the Streaks, so both good numbers, so under 20 and over 30. That's where you want to be if you're the Streaks. They did edge them in rebounds, 36-35. Streaks had 22 offensive rebounds. Streaks were 10 of 31 from inside the arc, 12 of 38 from distance, good for 32% from the field. And Metamora was 17 of 39, good for 44%. You look at some of the statistical leaders for the Streaks, 5 steals apiece for Sabrina Clay and Sharon Diggins. Those are always positive numbers to get up to. Streaks led in rebounding by Casey Williams. She had 5 to go along with a blocked shot. Not her normal shot block night where she gets several block shots, but 5 rebounds to go with the 1 block shot. They also picked up 4 rebounds from Chloe Anderson on the other side of the bill. Good night for Metamora's Kara Hartnett. She had a double-double, 13 points, 10 rebounds, 4 of those offensive, and that was pretty much the highlight of the game for them was Kara Hartnett tonight.
All right, Streaks win it here. 70-40 was the final score. We'll take our final timeout and come back and name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
People cheering, all the commotion. I wasn't able to hear my son talking, and he was right next to me. I simply gave up going to my grandkids' events until I was introduced to Starkey.
Small, sleek, and modern, Starkey hearing aids will help you communicate better and keep you involved. By controlling the intensity of the background sound, you can enjoy being a part of a large crowd or a one-on-one conversation. Call the Knox County Hearing Center for a free hearing evaluation. Knox County Hearing Center on Henderson Street behind Lim's Ice Cream.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
Streets win it here tonight. 70-40 was the final score over the Metamora Redbirds. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, got a few ways we could go. Jessica Lieber, another solid performance with 14 points and did a nice job handling the ball, had some steals as well. You had Casey Williams, 9 points. She got us started with a couple of three-pointers early and ended up with 3 for the game, 5 rebounds as well, a blocked shot. You had Danny Teal off the bench that did a really nice job, got some steals, caused some problems, had a little 4-point run of her own there in the third quarter, hit a 3-pointer as well. She had 9 points. But this young lady starting to get on track a little bit. Still, the shot's not all the way there for her, but it's starting to come around. But I'll tell you what, defensively, it was there last night, it was there tonight, and I think that's what we're going to see throughout the season from this young lady, and still 13 points as well.
Yeah, and this is what you want from her, and it's Sharon Diggins, 13 points, 3 rebounds, 5 steals, excuse me. She fills up the stat sheet. She can score inside, she can score outside, she's quick, and she talked about the fact that the speed is her one of her number one assets in the game. So a nice night for her. She was also perfect from the free throw line, 3 for 3.
So Sharon Diggins, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, coming up in, a little less than an hour, we've got Illinois Fighting Illini basketball. The Illini are out in Hawaii. This is ahead of the Maui Classic or the Maui Invitational. They're going to take on the University of Hawaii Rainbows coming up later on tonight. That gets underway 11 o'clock pregame. And I'm not sure, Brian Barnhart's still in Champaign doing football tomorrow. I think it's Steve Kelly and Jerry Hester that are doing the game out in Hawaii.
Well, I was available. They just had to call.
Yeah, I would have gladly gone on that trip to do it. Somebody's got to take care of it.
But, yeah.
So anyway, so that'll be an 11 o'clock pregame, 11:30 tip out in Hawaii for the Illini basketball team, the Illini football team here on WGIL tomorrow. 2 o'clock pregame, 2:30 kickoff, as they will play host to the Purdue Boilermakers. And that'll be senior day from Memorial Stadium in Champaign. And, of course, tomorrow night we'll be back on the air with more Silver Streak basketball. The girls will take on the Springfield Senators, and it's going to be a challenge for them tomorrow night. Going to have to come out and play well against a very athletic team.
Yeah, and, you know, Springfield's been taking care of business early in the season. They won. What was the final score? Did you have the score for today's game?
I did not see today's. No.
I think it was a 20-plus point advantage against Dunlap. So, obviously, they're doing a good job in the early going, getting out and scoring the basketball. So, the Streaks are going to have the biggest challenge of the early season, and hopefully they'll be ready for the test.
All right, so we'll take the air tomorrow night around 7:10. It'll be 7:30 scheduled tip-off tomorrow night. More than likely going to get a little bit behind because the games start at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning here at John Thiel Gym. There's going to be some good basketball all day long. If you're a basketball junkie, come on out to John Thiel Gym. Girls' games going on all day starting at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Our game tomorrow night, as we mentioned, should be around 7:10 for the pregame, 7:30 tip-off here on WGIL and WGIL. So the Streaks win it here tonight. Final score, Galesburg 70, Metamora 40. Thanks to our studio engineer, Nick Simpson, tonight. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Meredith, saying good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.